Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With Wendy's $3 English muffin deal, you don't just get breakfast, you get a proper meal. Get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg and cheese English muffin sandwich with small seasoned potatoes. So grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal today.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Select or request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal. Grab one today.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Gandhi breaks down everything going on in the world. Here's her three things.
The gunman in Saturday's mass shooting at a Texas mall has been identified as a 33-year-old man. He was armed with a rifle and a handgun and was wearing a tactical vest. Neighbors say he always wore a security guard uniform but hadn't been seen in the area in recent weeks. Disturbing video shows him exiting his car and opening fire from the parking lot. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets about 25 to 30 miles north of Dallas. President Biden is ordering flags to be lowered to honor the victims. Those flags will remain at half staff until sunset on Thursday. Elsewhere in Texas, eight people were killed Sunday when an SUV slammed into a crowd in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville. All of the victims were migrants and several others were hospitalized with injuries. Police say the suspect, a resident of the Texas city, was driving recklessly and was taken into custody. The governor of North Carolina says a Republican-backed 12-week abortion ban is an effort to actually ban abortion completely. Democrat Roy Cooper said the GOP bill creates numerous obstacles, not only for women, but also for clinics and doctors. The governor said he would veto the bill if it's brought to him, but acknowledged the Republican supermajority in the state legislature could override his veto. And finally, the Biden administration is proposing rule changes to compensate passengers for flight delays. Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond refunds for controllable flight cancellations or significant delays. Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg are taking the first step today in the rulemaking process to examine whether airlines must also provide compensation and cover expenses for meals, lodging, and rebooking when they're responsible for stranding passengers. I hope you're having a great day. I'm Gandhi, and those are your three things.